1968 was a transformative year across American culture. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, that's the premise of an exhibition now at the National Constitution Center.
The musical Hair opened on Broadway, and 2001, A Space Odyssey was at the movies. 1968 was also the year that Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy were assassinated, and 14,000 U.S. military personnel died in Vietnam. Exhibit curator Brian Horrigan of the Minnesota Historical Society says the year also transformed American politics.
A realignment election, they call 1968, when the earth really shifts on its axis politically in the United States, with Nixon taking much of the South and George Wallace, a third-party candidate, taking five whole states. Things really start to get shaken up, and also the sense of the polarization of politics. It's really been traced back quite convincingly to the campaign of 1968.
Using real artifacts and dramatic license, the year's events are explored month by month. In the January space, a real Army helicopter sits in a recreated living room just behind the TV, making a statement about how the war came into American homes. At the end of the exhibition,
you get back into the same living room. The decor hasn't changed much, a little bit, but there's some subtle changes by December in that it happened to this quote-unquote typical American family.
This last room includes a life-sized replica of the Apollo 8 command module that orbited the moon. The exhibition also explores campus protests, feminism, and the Black Panther movement, as well as the music, TV, and movies of the time.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.